Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Barbara Grace Rowe, and this is the show, Get the Answers to Life's Questions, the show that was created so that you would have a place to go and ask those questions, the answers that your guidance has for you, the answers that you can give to make those changes that you want to make in your life, to start living your life more fully, completely, to start living your life in alignment with what is for your highest good, with the truth of God. So if you have questions for me today, you can give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And our topic for today is indigo children, but actually I will answer questions about anything. So you don't have to stick to the topic if that's what you're interested in. And that's a little bit behind. And also if you're in the chat room and have a question, feel free to ask it, because I will ask and read those questions on occasion. So this is about you. This is about who you are, who you're becoming, who it is you want to be. And that's why this show was that you could ask and come and open up to you, to the truth of you. And it's such a wonderful experience for me to help you. I just absolutely love watching people discover themselves. Okay, so today I'm supposed to talk about indigo children. Indigo children is one of those things that's become extremely popular, especially in the last 10 years. Like 15 years ago, you didn't really hear the term indigo children. But now you hear it all the time. There are even Facebook groups for indigo children. And my guidance tells me that, yes, there are a lot of indigo children. It's not something rare. It's not something you're, oh, God, you encounter once in a blue moon. Because if you are an indigo child, you will encounter lots and lots of others indigo children. Because like attracts like. So if you find yourself wondering, indigo child, more than likely you are. And what that means is that you came into this life at a different level. We have been waking up, not just on the individual level, but also on the, I'm hearing the solar level, but that doesn't really mean anything to me. So they're going to need to explain that if they want me to use it. Okay, so it's part of the whole universal awakening, because it's not just our planet and the people on it who are awakening. The awakening is happening all across the universe. And as part of that awakening, there were beings who agreed to come into the physical and this has been going on for hundreds of years, that would come at a higher frequency, so to speak. So come in remembering more of who they are, or more easily connected to who they are. And that's really who the indigo should be. I'm like, hey, it's been coming for 5 years now. So it's not coming, it's just happening, you know, in the last 30, 40 years. Maybe the child of indigo parents, maybe the child of indigo parents. So it's not rare, but it is a personal decision that you made before you were born. You made the decision to come in and be more in touch with your own gifts, with your own potential, your own possibilities. And eventually come in to take on the biggest challenges possible so that they could advance themselves at an even higher rate than was possible before. So being an indigo is an opportunity for growth. They said the children who are now are levels higher than indigo. And my guidance is saying that a level thing is just something that people perceive because we like to know what a level is. We decide on different levels so that we can talk about it, so that we can identify it. It's part of our connection with the physical. And our guidance finds it kind of amusing. But they made it go along with us because it's what we have to ask for. So children who are born now are coming in at an even more awake stage. And that's why they have problems with autism and attention deficit disease and things like that, because they come in ready to do more, to be more, to see more, to experience more. And we treat them like we've always treated children, and we try to dumb them down. And they don't take well to that. It's when we communicate with them on their level. It's when we connect with them in the way that works, that we allow them to fully be who they are. But we don't generally do that. We try to make them conform to what we believe they should be doing, what we believe they should be thinking, what limitations we believe they should have on their lives. And it creates a whole big old, okay, I'm saying a powder keg that's ready to explode. Okay, that's a good way of putting it. Because we are not recognizing our own children. We are not recognizing that they are not us. They are different. And it's okay that they're different. It's just part of the whole awakening and evolution of the universe. It's not a problem. And so many people make it a problem when they start medicating their children and, and guidance is just shaking their head. But, you know, these children come into this world knowing that most people here are not thinking on the level that they are, knowing that there will be issues, that there will be opportunities for overcoming. And so no matter how you are treating your children, at a level they are at, they are still who they are. And they are still going to rise up to the level that they know they are meant to be. And for some parents, this is going to really freak them out. And that's okay. Maybe they need to be freaked out. So most of these more advanced children are born into indigo because, you know, indigo is kind of like the first wave of advancement. And so their children are even more advanced, and the children of those children are even more advanced. So if you're looking over several generations, you can see that each subsequent generation is more in tune with their own soul than the previous generation. And I can see that when I look at my family. It took me years to accept the truth of who I am and to start looking for that truth within me. And I can look at the ones who have come after me. Nieces and nephews, great-great nieces and nephews. So when I look at the great-greats, some of them are just amazing, you know, and they're just little kids. And their energies, it's just something I just love being around. It's so bright and intense. And I don't think I was that bright and intense when I was a kid, you know? But that's all part of the evolution, part of the awakening of the whole universe. And so it's not a problem. And guidance really wants us to get that it's not a problem. If you are an indigo child, there's nothing wrong with you. You just have a deeper understanding when you allow yourself to connect with that deeper understanding. And just because you're an indigo does not mean that you are going to have these incredible connections. If you choose not to, you're not going to have them. You still have the freedom to choose, no matter what level you came into life at. Because that's something that you get as a gift from God, and God's not going to take that away from you. It's not like you signed up for the secret, dangerous mission. And now you're part of the elite team and the only way out is to die. No, it's a matter of choice. And in every moment you are making those choices. So what should you do as an indigo? Well, I'm hearing that you should be kind to yourself. So many people believe that, you know, they have to discover their purpose. And once they discover their purpose, they have to dedicate their entire life to that purpose, and they can never do anything but that purpose. And usually our purpose is much broader than we see it as being. Because your purpose is about changing the energy of the whole world. And if you are just, you know, doing one little tiny little area, well, then you're not having as much an impact as if you had broader purpose. Which doesn't mean that if you have that incredibly focused purpose that you are not doing what you should be doing, because really there is no right or wrong to it. You are just being you. And letting go of that right or wrong makes it even easier for you to be you. And when indigos come together, the power that they have is really phenomenal, because they came in with that power. I meet a lot of indigos. And some of those indigos that I meet completely and totally deny their own power. They deny their connection. They deny who they are. What are the purpose that they came for? To have to go through that whole denying themselves so that they can discover themselves and become even more than they would have become otherwise. Like I said, everybody has their own choice. And that's one of the reasons why guidance is always saying don't judge, because you really don't know what choices anybody else has made. And frankly, you don't need to. It's their choice, not yours. So when you look at your life, what purpose have you established for you? It's like I was saying before that my bigger purpose is all about love and freedom. And even that continues to evolve for me, my understanding of that, what it is that that really means to me, what I want to create in my life, and what I want to help others to create in theirs. And that has evolved over time. And I can see the changes that I have gone through. Changes that I've gone through as I learn to accept myself and to love myself and to recognize my own value. That's a big deal for so many. And especially for so many of the indigos. Because we've been focused externally out there in the world. This is what I'm out there doing. I'm making these changes. I'm doing this for the world. But we don't understand ourselves. We don't understand our value. And learning to understand and accept your own value, that's just such a phenomenal thing. And sometimes it can seem overwhelming, especially when you have all of that old programming that you've got to get out of the way. All of those old ways that you were taught that you were small, insignificant, unworthy, undeserving. And the list can go on and on forever. And as you start realizing that none of that was true, is true, and will ever be true, then it can bring about a sense of not knowing who you are. And that's fine. Don't think that you have to run away from the confusion, because you don't. Just keep going within yourself, within your heart, asking your guidance to give you clarity, to bring you understanding. And even bring you people who will be able to answer questions for you so that you can have a deeper understanding of who you are, what your life is about, what you're actually here for. And when we look at all of the purposes of everybody everywhere, you can see that all of it is coming down to love. As we open ourselves up more and more to true love, and I'm not talking about what we've been taught as love, which usually meant putting everybody else before you, which is not love, valuing other people more than you value yourself, which is not love, letting other people walk all over you in order to reach wherever they need to go is not love. But understanding the truth of love, which is valuing yourself. Knowing that you deserve whatever it is your heart desires. Because the desires from your heart are actually part of your connection to God. So your heart's desires are the will of God. So there's nothing wrong with having those desires in your life, because then you are living the will of God. And there is a difference between the desires that are coming from your heart and that your head is creating. That's two different way of being. That's a good way to put it. Not anything wrong with your head. There's just nothing wrong with your head. But your head was in funnel your heart, not the other way around. And so we are coming from your heart first. And your mind is doing what is for the high is good. Our brain is going to be questioning everything. They question everything we do. They question everything we say. They question everything we did last week. They did 20 years ago. And if you find yourself going back over your life, going back to that and saying, oh, if I had only done this differently, you're definitely in your head. You can't change the past. But you're not meant to. And there was nothing wrong. And just accepting that there was nothing wrong can be a huge step in your life. Because of everything that happened has led up to you being you now. And if those things hadn't happened exactly the way they happened, then you would be a different person. But if you want to be a different person, start now. Because you can't change what's already happened. And beating yourself up about it is not going to make you feel good now. It's not. There are some people that I work with who seem to always want to go back and beat themselves up about things. And I understand that we are taught to do that. We are taught to look over our lives, see everything that we've ever done wrong, you know, beg for forgiveness about it, and say that we are going to do better, and so we have to look at it and dissect it and find out exactly what happened in order so we can do better in the future. But we don't actually have to do all that. When you release the whole idea of right and wrong, when you simply look at your life as you were taking steps. And in that moment, you were taking the very best step that you knew to take. Now, would you take that identical step now? Probably not, because you're not the same person. But you would take the very best step that you possibly could take, even in this moment. And there may be a time 20 years from now when you would look back and say, oh, I should have taken a different step. Well, no, you shouldn't have. You didn't do anything wrong. There's nothing wrong. And so learning to love and accept yourself means that you get to learn to love and accept everything you've ever done. Oh, there's a lot of energy around that. So just take a nice deep breath and let it go. And remember the infinity healing energy is part of this conversation. And if you just want to say yes, then you can get that extra boost of the infinity healing so that you can let go of all the ways you are judging yourself about your past. Okay, so we'll make it official. Would you like an infinity healing for assisting you in releasing all of the ways you judge yourself about things from the past? If so, say yes. Yes. I'm going to take a really nice deep breath. Often we do take on the weight of the world on our shoulders. And then we learn that we were born an indigo child and we think that we're actually supposed to take on the weight of the world on our shoulders, that that's what we're here for. So if you have decided that since you were born an indigo child, you are supposed to take on the weight of the world on your shoulders, that you are here to make this huge difference in the world, and if you don't make this difference, then you have failed. If you would completely and totally like to let all of that go, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. We are here for more. But that doesn't mean that we are chained to that more. you don't need to be one of those people who like a zealot. That's the word that's coming to mind. Someone who is so sure they're here to do whatever it is you've decided to do that you must do it, and you must do it for everyone, and you must talk to everyone about it, and you must get everyone to believe, because that is what you are here for. You are here to convert the world. That's not what you're here for. There's nothing the world needs to be converted to. The world is fine. It really is. God's watching over us. God's watching over everything. And so God didn't decide that you needed to come and do all of the work. God wouldn't put that kind of burden on you. So you don't need to put it on yourself. So if you find yourself being a zealot for your cause, whatever your cause is, and you would like to step out of that energy and actually enjoy your own life, if you would like an infinity healing for that, then say yes. Yes. And then take 3 nice deep breaths. We are living in this time of phenomenal change. And the change is actually a gift. Because it means that we don't have to be who we were 5 minutes ago, 5 years ago. We're not stuck in any of that. We are changing. We are stepping forward. We are moving with that beautiful energy. And we are allowing ourselves the right to be. And as an indigo, you are more connected with that being energy. You know when you're being, you know when it feels right, when your life feels in balance and harmony. And you can just breathe. And that feels good. And what if that's all you're required to do? What if that's your whole purpose? To just bring yourself into balance and harmony. And then when other people notice how wonderfully your life is flowing, then you can tell them about how you found balance and harmony. And with each person you tell, that person goes and tells another person, and that way you are spreading balance and harmony throughout the world. Simply by being in the balance and harmony yourself. That's really how we make the phenomenal changes that we make in the world. It's by being that energy. So when you think about your life and you think about your purpose and what you're here for and all of this stuff and all of this responsibility for others that you have placed on yourself, you can let it go. Because, again, you are not responsible for anybody other than you. Yes, there will be people who will come into your life that you will have the opportunity to assist if you choose to do so. But you are not responsible for them. They are responsible for themselves. And we get told this time after time after time so that we don't become these control freaks who are always controlling other people's lives like it's our business to control them. Because it's not our business to control anybody else. The only one you are responsible for is you. And when you accept that and you live that and you allow other people to be whomever they are being and do whatever they are doing, that's okay, because that's the way it's supposed to work. I'm not supposed to come on here and tell you everything that you've done wrong and tell you that you've got to go and change it and report back to me and let me know that you have straightened up your life. Who would I be to do that? I would be assuming that my life is perfect and therefore you should be exactly like me so that you can have a perfect life. My life's not perfect. My life's a work in progress. I'm always learning and growing and reaching a deeper understanding of myself and of life and the world and everybody in it, and so are you. And you are doing it in the way that feels right for you, but if it doesn't feel right for you, then you shouldn't be doing it that way because it doesn't feel right. Why would you want to do what doesn't feel right? But you can find what feels right. That's the beauty of it. So then you have the freedom to be you. And there's nothing more important in your life than you. Nothing. No one. Because the only one you're responsible for is you. And so whether you're an indigo or not, that holds true. You are looking for you. You are looking to understand you, to wake up to you. So what are you doing to make that possible for yourself? Because again, it's about you. And I know that there are people who are boys and girls felt that it's their job to, you know, change the world. And some of those people have actually done things that have had impact on the world. They started themselves. They were living their own heart truth. And the person that's putting into her mind now is under to reach. She was living in love with herself. She was living in the abundance within herself. That's why she was able to have such a phenomenal impact to generate so much money for these starving people, because she was seeing the world as abundant. She wasn't seeing that the world is lacking. She was seeing that there's more than enough. And she living more than enough to these people. She was coming from within her heart. She was buying into the belief that there wasn't enough. She was living the belief that there was more than enough. And she was sharing who she was and what she had. And that's what they're such a phenomenal force. And people would look at her and think, you know, she's just this one significant woman. She keeps doing it. But she can't all that, and she looked at herself. She saw what God within her. She saw the love within her. And she lived from that love, from that light. And she could have miracles. And this is something that is available for each and every one of us. And if it's something that you want to start in your life, then look within yourself. Do a deep understanding of the love within you. And start living that love. And now everything's changed. So knowing who you are, what are steps on becoming the awakened being that you want to be? It's part of allowing your own growth, your own. Something special, because we are each and one of us special. She said nobody is special, because there is no special for everybody special. Guidance just loves that one. We are unique, though, and you are not required to be like anybody else in the whole world. You are uniquely you. which is one of the reasons why that whole competition thing doesn't work, because there's nobody exactly like you, so who is that you're supposed to compare yourself to? There isn't anybody but you. It was you. But, you know, we get taught that we have to prove ourselves. We've heard that we're better, that we're brighter, that we're more beautiful, that we're more deserving. And it's those false beliefs in needing to prove ourselves that can create so much turmoil in our lives. So would you like an energy healing for releasing the false belief that you actually have to prove yourself to anybody about anything for any reason? If so, say yes. Yes. Take a nice deep breath. One of the things that I find so interesting when so many of the people that I deal with is that they have stories, really bad stories about their lives, about how they came to be who they are and why this happened, why that happened. And then these are stories that we actually make up. So your story is the story that you have created about you, and you really are the one that did. And so many people create these stories. And the stories have unhappy endings. But we're the ones who are creating them. Why do we create stories about ourselves that have unhappy endings? Why don't we allow ourselves to have happy endings? And you may have 1,001 things coming up to tell you exactly why you particularly don't deserve happy endings. And if you would like an infinity healing to release all of those stories that you have created about why you don't deserve whatever it is that you've decided you don't deserve, then just say yes. Yes. And take 3 nice deep breaths. To be so funny to me, I had an ex-husband who was a wonderful man, still is a wonderful man. But he could have an argument with himself because I didn't really argue, you know. He wanted to have this heated discussion. That was his business. I didn't usually say much of anything. But he would have these arguments. And he would lose the argument. Now, he was the one doing both sides of arguing. But he would be the one who would lose the argument. Look at your life. Do you do that? Do you look at a situation and decide, okay, this is what I want? You know, and in a perfect world, this is what I would get. But it's a perfect world, so I can only have this or this, and I can never really have what I want, and blah, 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 and this is going on in you, and you are the one presenting both sides, and you are losing the argument. So if you'd like to begin for getting out of the habit of creating these stories, these arguments, these discussions, where you always lose, then say yes. Yes. And take a nice breath. What is an opportunity? It's an opportunity for each one of us. It's an opportunity for us to create. And we can create from our hearts, which is really going to bring us the really good stuff. Or we can create from our heads, which is where most people are creating kind of a mixture of taste and good, a lot of times something crappy. This is an opportunity for you to create. So like an infinity healing for opening up to creating from your heart more and more and more, so that you can actually create what is for your highest good in every moment and just say yes, yes. And take three nice deep breaths. So we get inspired. We get inspired about the things that are actually important in our lives. We get inspired about what it is we can do to bring about what it is we really desire, to create our own masterpiece, whatever our masterpiece looks like. And you can create a masterpiece of your own life. So if you would like an infinity healing for allowing yourself to know what your inspired actions are, for having your guidance make your inspired actions so blatantly noticeable that you can't miss them. You know, it would be like tripping over, I'm seeing the, what is that, the Sequoia National Forest with the huge redwoods. I'm seeing tripping over one of those while it's standing, you know. Something that you really, really cannot miss. If you would like that, then just say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And so you are letting yourself become who it is you truly desire to become. You are allowing yourself to experience the love, the joy, and the abundance. And apparently we often really have a problem with that whole abundance thing. And we have all these limitations on abundance. And this has to do with a value of ourselves. If we're always looking out at the world and seeing everybody out there that needs this and this and this and this, and we're asking God, please bring me just a little something. I want the rest to go to all those other people. They deserve it. That's you taking responsibility for them, in case you didn't get it. That's you deciding that it's your job to go without so that they can have. Which, in case you hadn't noticed, doesn't actually work. Just saying it. So if you would like an infinity healing to bring you clarity around abundance, around accepting that you deserve to have whatever it is you desire, that there are actually no limitations on how much money, love, cars, houses, whatever, that there's absolutely no limitation on how much there is. And so there's no reason why you should have to go without in order for somebody else to have. So if you'd like that infinity healing, just say yes, yes, and take three nice deep breaths. When we really allow ourselves to be guided, to see the inspired actions, to take the inspired actions, to recognize our value as a person, our value as a child of God, then we are wiping out those societal beliefs, those religious doctrines, those limitations that we were taught by whoever was talking to us. We are moving beyond that. We are awakening and becoming those beautiful indigo children that we were born to be. we weren't brought here in order to become martyrs or saints. We came to be the love that we are and to allow that love to radiate out from us to everybody else. We came here to be a light unto the world. And in order for you to be that beautiful, bright, eternal light, you have to accept you. You have to love you. You have to respect and honor you. You have to allow yourself to accept all the love and blessings that God gives you. So anytime you find yourself saying, no, 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 don't bless me, bless that person over there. Remember, you are diminishing your light by doing that. Because if there is more than enough, and there is. What's wrong with you accepting yours? Accepting your light, accepting your gifts, accepting whatever it is that God is giving to you. There's absolutely nothing wrong with you accepting you. Okay, we're going to go to the problem area code 832. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, okay, yes. I just caught the end of your show, and I didn't know if I can just call in and see what, you know, what was on the, you know, what the Lord had to say for me or anything, because I've been going through a lot of spiritual battles.
Okay.
I've been going through a lot of spiritual battles, and I just really don't know what's going on in my life at this time.
Okay. So, wait a minute. Did you tell me your name? Because I didn't write it down.
My name is Lisa.
Okay, Lisa. And is there a particular area or that you're that you want more clarity about?
Basically about my spiritual life.
Okay. So I'm going to let them tell you what it is that they want to tell you, and you'll know it's them talking because they'll usually call you dear or beloved or something like that.
Okay,
so here is the message that they want to give to you. Oh, and it's Mary bringing you this message. My beloved child, first of all, we want you to understand that your spiritual life, it's not separate from the rest of your life, that everything that is gone is connected. And so when you are dealing with your spiritual aspects, you are actually dealing with your entire life. The more you are opening up to accepting and loving yourself, the more you're changing everything. What we are having you go through at this time is an understanding of you, an understanding and acceptance of yourself, of knowing that you are good enough, that there's absolutely nothing that God would deny, because you're worth it. You are valued. You are priceless. And so when you are looking at your life and making your decisions, and you are following your heart, and you know that you're always just doing the right thing. But so often, people tend to get caught up in their heads. And we understand this. Just know that when that happens, if you leave your head and you go back to your heart and ask your heart to guide you, ask your heart to reveal the wisdom about what is the best choice for you, then you will be given what is for your highest good. Because you were designed to be led by your heart. Your brain is just supposed to follow along. It's not supposed to be the point of control. Open up to you. Open up to beauty and majesty. to young youth. Charity journey is all about discovering yourself, all about discovering God within you, because there is no separation between God. God is in you. And anything you ask, we always answer. Anything that you are meant to find, we help you as much as we possibly can, as you will allow. So ask us. Ask us questions. Ask for directions. Ask for whatever you want. Be open to receiving answers, because we will bring them to you in so many different ways, because we really want you to get it. You are more wonderful. And we love you. And no matter what, we always love you. And we want you to reach that point about yourself, that point where you see your value, your beauty, your love, and you let the whole world know you are wonderful. We hope that this has helped. If you have any other questions, ask. Don't worry. We're too busy for you. We love you. Okay. That's what she wanted to say.
Yes, that's great. Thank you.
So did you have any questions out of that?
No, because it was kind of confirmation that what you just said is kind of like confirmation what I've been knowing, but I was just kind of doubting myself. But it was a lot of confirmation.
Well, good. Now you can stay out of your head, because, you know, heads are really good at generating doubt. That's why we really just need to stay out of them.
Yeah, that's true.
Great.
And thank you so much.
You are welcome.
Alrighty.
Have a wonderful magical day. Oh, you're supposed to do something today just for you, something that you enjoy.
Okay. I will.
Okay. All right, great. Thanks so much for calling, Lisa.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So we can see that no matter who we are, no matter what is going on in our lives, no matter what it is we've been taught to believe, we are still, each and every one of us, connected with God. We are still, each and every one of us, loved. And each and every one of us have a whole team of divine beings who love us, who are there to guide us, who answer our questions, who show us the truth. They are there to make our lives easier, more enjoyable, more fun. And that's what they really want us to get, that it's okay for life to be fun. It's okay for you to play. Play something that's just for children. Play something you're supposed to do throughout your whole life. Because it is that playful connection, that spark of joy and love that you bring forth when you are just playing. So let yourself play. So today, decide something that you really, really want to do just for the fun of it. And give yourself at least 5 minutes. Surely you can find at least 5 minutes out of 24 hours where you can play. And so now I'm seeing this image of that laughter yoga, you know, where I've seen this done a few times where you put your hand on your belly, your abdomen, and you go, ha, 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 ho, 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 ho. And you keep doing that for 30 seconds to a couple of minutes, and you will find yourself actually beginning to laugh. And you'll find the laughter just bubbling up in you. And you should do that, especially those moments when you are feeling so incredibly serious or overwhelmed or whatever it is, to shake yourself up and get you out of that energy that feels like bleh, so that you can actually come back to the joy, come back to the laughter, to the light of life. So if you want to do the laughter yoga, you know, go on YouTube. There are videos of everything, including laughter yoga. And you can just laugh along with those people and let that light get brighter within you, because that's what you're here for. So don't deny the joy and happiness of life, because really, are not. To suffer or struggle or any of that negativity that you have been taught. That's not true. So let yourself open up. Open up to you. Open up to your life. Open up to laughter. And it's okay. It really is okay. That's my guest will be Ted Jones, and we will do angel readings. And of course, everyone is invited to come and have angel readings. And if you're in the chat room, just type in your question. And this is all about you. This is about you becoming who you truly are meant to be. And so there is no such thing as a silly question. Whatever it is that your heart is calling for you to ask, feel free to ask it. That's what this is all about. That's what you are all about. Recognizing the love within you. And yes, the love is there. No matter what your life may seem like, the love is there. And it's okay for you to love and accept. Yeah. And so just take a nice deep breath on that one. Well, it's been an interesting and enlightening show, and I'm so glad that you all joined me and to listen in. And if you have any questions, of course, you can send me an email up on my website, divinelyfeminine.com. And don't forget, you can sign up for one of those free 20-minute discovery sessions where we will use Infinity Heal to clear issues in your life, because this really is about you, and you are being given the opportunity to change you. But there's nothing more important in your life than you are, and it's time for you to live that, and it's time for you to love you. I hope you all have an absolutely fabulous week, and I will be back on Friday with Peg. And if you have any questions, send me an email. It's barbara.healing@gmail.com. So go forth and have some laughter. Yeah, do that laughter good thing, and just laugh and enjoy life. Bye-bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.